Good morning, gentlemen. Yesterday and the day before, we discussed the halacha, the Gemara. There is a safek. The Gemara is saying that if you said the beracha, the correct beracha, but with the wrong intent, safek. So if, for example, you said shakol niya vidvaro on water, fine. But you thought that it was wine. So when you said Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you thought Borei Pei HaGefen, you're going to say Borei Pei HaGefen. And then last minute you change back to Shakol Nei Midvaro. It's Bayah de Lo Ifshetan. The Rif says, Lo Ifshita Bayan. Lo Ifshita Bayan. Ulkula Avdinan. Velo Mahadirinan. We don't repeat the Beracha. We do the Kula. The Sfeka de Rabbanan le Kula. Because it's Safek de Rabbanan. And you have a problem of saying the Shem Hashem. Perhaps you don't have to say it. So therefore, we don't repeat the Beracha. So we call that Yatsa, Bediavad Yatsa. Right? That's what we said. Anybody remembers that?
Yes.
That was yesterday. You know. Okay, good. So let's go from here to a little bit deeper. Now, what happens if my safek happens with Birkat Hamazon? So I say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, thinking Asher Yatzar. You're in the bathroom. Thinking Asher Yatzar. And then he says, Azan Antar Olam V'Torim Kru V'Tuva B'Han Mechasek. So Birkat Hamazon. According to the Rif, it's safek d'Oraita now. It's not safek d'Rabbanan. What would you say regarding Birkat Hamazon? It works or it doesn't work? You would say no, right? Chacham Ovadia says it works. Why? It's complex. But I'm going to try. For that, we have to go back to the Rambam. The Rambam says if you have a safek, if somebody has to say Birkat Hamazon, he ate a kazait, he has a safek maybe if he said Birkat Hamazon or not. He has to say Birkat Hamazon. Safek d'oraita lechumra. The mefarshim, they ask a question. They say, but you have a safek d'oraita on both sides. Because if you already said Birkat Hamazon, he's going to be saying Beracha Levatara. So you have a safek d'oraita to say it. And you have a safek d'oraita not to say it. Why do you favor saying safek d'oraita lechumra to say it? Same safek, but backwards. If you already said it, you can say Beracha Levatara. That's also the Oraita. So why did you say to say it? So over there, the Acharonim say, well, because there's a Chazakah. What's the Chazakah? Since you ate, but you don't remember if you said Birkat Hamazon or not, so therefore you have a Safek Shakul, Safek Safek, and you have a Chazakah because you are full. You have a Chazakah. You ate, you have to say it. The Chazakah is going to tilt the Safekot to the side of saying it. Chacham Ovadia says, in our case, you don't have that Chazakah. Because you said the Birkat Hamazon. It's not that you don't know if you said the Birkat Hamazon. You say, but you ate. Ah, you ate and you don't know. So therefore say, no, you said the Birkat Hamazon. The question is, this Beracha, does it work or not? The Chazakah of eating is not going to tilt your Safek to one side or another. Because that's already done. That was for saying Birkat Hamazon. You said Birkat Hamazon. Safek is, does Birkat Hamazon like this work or not? It's a pure Safek. Ah, pure Safek? So you have a Safek d'Oraita on both sides. Ah, if you have Safek d'Oraita, Shakul on both sides, why should you favor the Safek d'Oraita of saying it over the Safek d'Oraita not to say it? Maybe it's Beracha Levatara. Therefore, Shev V'al Ta'aseh Adif, you don't repeat Birkat Hamazon. The thing is that, not because it says you don't repeat Birkat Hamazon, it's Yatsah. We don't know. We don't know what to do. And therefore, don't say it. That's why a person should be very careful in the Kavanah and the Berachot. From the beginning, you think, what Beracha am I going to say? You're going to say Asher Yatzar? Say Asher Yatzar from A to Z. You're going to say Birkat Hamazon? Start well. But to switch in the middle like this brings huge Sfekot. And because we're saying, Alacha Lema'aseh, you don't repeat, it could be that the person was not Yotzei Safek. We don't repeat. And therefore, that would be Beracha. But of course, a person has to think and have Kavanah. That way he doesn't get into this Sfekot.